Hallelujah, the Lord is risen. Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Easter Sunday, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching on this Easter Sunday morning is entitled, Flowing Toward the Ocean of Resurrection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was early on the first day of the week and still dark when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down, saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following, now came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw, and he believed. Till this moment, they had failed to understand the teaching of Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. How was the first Easter for the followers of Jesus? They must have been shattered. They had walked the journey with him, many in denial of what was ahead. They did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. All the time, Jesus was drawing them into a closer intimacy. It must have been a little like being in a swift river flowing closer to the ocean, experiencing the obstacles, yet unable to turn back, and ahead, the beacon of light and abundance was beckoning, come. During Lent, we saw and heard how often Jesus spoke of his intimacy with Abba, his Father, his longing to be with him, and yet to the end, his own faithful struggle, even on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Then, total surrender. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Jesus had foretold his resurrection, the darkness of sin and death shattered by the eternal light of Easter morn. Our relationship with him never ends as he continues to stand among us, speaking his peace, even in the midst of chaos. Like Jesus, the more we let go our fears, attachments, compulsions, the more we are ready to be absorbed into the ocean of his love and become one with it. Well do I remember sitting with my dear mother as she lay dying. It was truly like watching a river flowing into the ocean, encouraging us to let her go. We too surrender with Jesus into your hands, into the intimacy of becoming one, not disappearing, rather eventually, like the river, becoming one with the ocean. Resurrection, new life. The risen Lord takes us by surprise as he did his followers. Like Mary, that first Easter, he calls each one of us by name, sending us out with the good news of hope to our shattered world. So many countries and people with their tragic lives echoing the passion and crucifixion of Christ, desperate for hope in God, in whom all things are possible. Can we hold out a beacon of light and hope to bring them comfort through the resurrection of Jesus? The risen Lord takes us by surprise, as he did his followers. Like Mary, that first Easter, he calls each one of us by name. We are invited into the river of grace as we make our journey alone and together to the ocean of love and become one. Alleluia! Christ is risen indeed. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.